Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and it's good to have you on board. Before we get into today's podcast, and a massive thank you to Tina Eakin for joining us. We'll be chatting about her run today. If you haven't shared our podcast across your social media networks yet, it would be hugely appreciated. It just helps us grow the podcast. So if you listen to one of these shows and it resonates with you, or if you think of someone that it might resonate with, I'd really appreciate it if you tag them in a post. And make sure you tag us as well. I'd love to say thank you and give you a bit of a shout out on social media too. You can find us at The Kona Edge pretty much across all the platforms, or you can reach out to me personally at Big Brad Brown is where I am on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So I love hearing from athletes around the world. And if I could ask you to do that and say thanks in advance, it would be massively, massively appreciated. Coming up next here on the podcast, we head over to the Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Tri-Marni Triathlon Coaching. For the past 11 years, Marni and Carl Sumbal have shared a very active lifestyle together. As long-time competitive athletes, they've achieved a number of athletic accomplishments in the sport of swimming, running, triathlon, and cycling. Over time, the athletic hobby turned into a respectable and successful business. Tri-Marni Coaching and Nutrition offers effective coaching and nutrition strategies designed to help athletes achieve healthy habits and athletic excellence. Tri-Marni believes in incorporating scientific research with practical ideologies and applying this information to real-world settings to help triathletes develop and excel on race day. Between them both, they have successfully finished 18 Ironman triathlons and have competed in the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii, a total of 6 times. Marni is a board-certified sport dietitian with a Master's of Science in Exercise Physiology, and Carl is an experienced retool bike specialist, former Cat 1 cyclist, and proficient bike mechanic. Between them both, they have many years of practice, education, and skills from their own athletic careers, and now apply that experience and knowledge to athletes of all fitness levels. Tri-Marni offers a variety of services from daily and sport nutrition consultations, sweat testing, retool bike fits, private and group training camps, and coaching. To discover more about Tri-Marni Triathlon Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's talk some running as we head back to Sacramento, California to catch up with Tina Eakin. Tina, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Right on, Brad. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Tina, your love affair with the sport of triathlon all started with the run, and you're still as in love with running as you were from day one.
That's correct. That's my heart.
What is it? What is it about running? Because I know there's some triathletes who are rolling eyeballs now. They absolutely hate it, but you've got a bit of an unfair advantage having it as number three, your favorite.
Yeah, you know, I've been asked that many times, what is it? I guess it's just I get out there and I get in the zone, you know, and it's really hard to explain. I just love the feeling of it. I love pushing myself. You know, I love doing intervals. I love doing long runs. I love the heat. I love the sweat. I love the hills. It's just I get in the zone, and I, you know, obviously, you know, people ask me, well, on a 20-mile run, what do you think of? Well, I set goals. You know, I mean, let's face it. If I think of a 2-hour, 3-hour run, you know, I have to put it in small bits, but I just love the feeling of getting out there and running. It's kind of a freedom for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the greatest of runners, but I enjoy it. And I think that's half the battle won. If you can wrap your head around really enjoying it, it does make it easier. Even though you may not be the best of athletes, it makes it a lot easier if it's not a slog.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you have to just, I mean, whatever your ability is, you have to just tell yourself that it's fun. You know, like I hate running. I'm sorry, I hate riding with wind. I hate wind. I even hate running with wind. And I'll say, well, I love this wind, you know, or I love whatever that I'm dreading.
We spoke about it in our first chat, how mental running is. And I mean, we said that anyone can pretty much run. You just need to make the decision to run. But when things are tough, everyone goes through bad patches, and it's that mental strength that pulls you through. And how big a role does that play in for you in your triathlon experience?
Oh, big time. You know, I'll share 2 times that I really had. I don't know if I've ever hit the wall, but I did Powerman in Alabama a couple years ago. And I think I started out, or it was Toughman. I'm sorry, it's called Toughman. But I think I started out too fast. The first half marathon, I just went too fast. So that, and it was hot, of course, and it was hilly. And the second half, I literally stopped and I almost quit. And I said, no, you're just going to, you know, you're doing a walk run. And, you know, and I was like second place and I still ended up finishing that. But I just told myself, Tina, you just got to go. You just got to do what you can to finish. And I just kind of, I disregarded the physical feelings and I just kind of mentally, I just kind of went there. You know, I just mentally said, I got to finish. And the other time was last year in Kona. I usually have a really good second half on the run, but man, I was hurting, Brad. I was really hurting. It was hot and usually what I love, but I was just, my body felt like it was shutting down. But there again, I just put one foot in front of the other and I said, no, you're going to finish. You just got to get there.
Have you got any mantras that sort of when you are in those sort of dark patches, because we all go through them, that you use to get yourself out?
Just keep going. Just never quit. You know, the song that I love, and I forget the singer, the fight song, you know, that was my Chattanooga song. Every year I have a song for my race. And, you know, you just got to keep going. You just got to keep pushing and keep moving, and you'll get there eventually. One foot in front of the other, I guess.
What do you love doing? What's your favorite run workout?
I love intervals, even though they hurt, they're painful. You know, they you feel like you've accomplished something. And then I love long runs. I love to go out for an hour and a half, 2 hour run.
Is it like the bike? If it's hot, hilly, and hot and long, is that the way to go?
That's perfect.
You'll take that. Tina, as far as things you've done over time to get better running wise, what are some of the things that you think have really improved your run?
Well, I think it's important. You know, when I first started running back in the day, you know, I started running to lose weight, as I mentioned, I would just run. But I think it's very important to do intervals, to do tempo runs, to do long runs. When you have an easy run, you need to do it easy. And I'm very guilty of that. My coach calls me, I'm a slave to the pace. So I've actually took the pace off my Garmin because, you know, when you're supposed to go easy, you're supposed to go easy. But when you're supposed to go hard, you're supposed to go hard. So just mixing it up, because that's the only way I believe that you can get faster, is to do the different types of running.
It's so interesting you say that, because one of my good friends here in South Africa is a very decent triathlon coach, and he says that's probably the biggest mistake that age groupers make, is they don't go easy enough on their easy sessions and they don't go hard enough on their hard sessions, that the gap between those isn't big enough, and that's why they don't see major improvement.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I believe in that. No, the easy part of it's been kind of, I'm still struggling with to go easy, because it's like I look at my pace and I'm like, oh my God, I can't go that slow. But it really doesn't matter, because you know the pros out there, they go 2 minutes slower than their average pace or whatever it is, you know. So I definitely believe in that.
Absolutely. And injuries, you've been struggling with some injuries of late. Have you been injury prone throughout your sort of career, or is it only in the last while?
Well, I think I've been fortunate. You know, I mentioned my break in airborne school. I mean, that was obviously a totally different thing. It wasn't from running, but I had a meniscus tear in 2015 that I actually fixed on my right knee, or that I had, you know, that I had clipped. And then this last one on my left knee. I think I've been pretty fortunate. My knees seem to be becoming kind of a minor problem for me lately, but, you know, I'm back to running and I just listened to what the doctor said. But overall, I think I've been pretty fortunate with holding off.
How big a role does strength and conditioning play in what you do?
Oh, thank you for asking that, Brad. That's a big thing. And I know that some athletes don't do that. They don't think that they have to go to the gym. One thing that I've always done, because I was in the military, I mentioned, you know, the Army, I've always done the push-ups. And lately I've been doing the plank and the core stuff. You know, that's very important on all the aspects of it. And then just going to the gym, my coach gives me workouts, but I still do the rehab exercises. And I'm not lifting heavy. I'm not going in there and lifting 300, 200, 350 pounds even. It's just more important, I think, just to get in there, and especially as we get older, right, and women, you know, we lose our muscle tone. So I think that's a very important aspect of training.
And it's also a consistency thing. I mean, you mentioned the swimming 5 days a week. It's not that you need to be doing lots of it. You just need to be doing it fairly often.
Right. I think for strength training, 2 days a week, I mean, maybe 3 days a week, but at least 2 days a week is sufficient, I think, to, you know, but you have to continue to do it. Yeah, definitely.
And sort of stretching and foam rolling and that sort of thing, any of that in your training?
Oh, I laugh, Brad, because it is now, but it wasn't. You know, in fact, the other day after a group ride I did, I was there stretching and I saw this young guy just put his bike in and he was about to leave, and I said, yeah, I'm older now, I have to stand here and stretch for about 30 minutes. I didn't used to do it either, but ever since this, especially this knee injury, you know, I've been doing the foam roller. I have an ankle issue because of the hardware I have in my ankle from that airborne injury. So yeah, I mean, that's very, very important, although we don't want to take the time out to do it, but it's very important.
Yeah, as we get older, the struggle is real.
Yeah, for sure. Hate to admit it, but yeah.
Tina, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge.
Right on. Thanks so much, Brad.
I'm guessing that the Cone Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. That's it for today's show. Before we do wrap things up, though, you are running out of time if you want to get into the draw to win that Ironman entry. It's pretty simple to do. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. The draw coming up beginning of next month. And yeah, pretty easy to get into it. All you need to do is leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. So the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/win. I'll send you all the details on that page. Or alternatively, what you can do is just simply click on the link in the podcast player that you use. So if it's the podcast player on iTunes or if it's Overcast, whatever it is, the link is below on your player. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. From myself, Brad Brown. We'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.